3 is from the crowd, and number 4 is the commercial. Gotcha. At least halfway, right? I got one up, is there one I should hit beforehand, just like to, you know, get the music going? See, it's Surf Avenue. There's one that says free play music. There's a few of those. Okay. All right, Tim. All right. I already started the broadcast. I'm gonna let the music go for a second, see how it goes, and then I'll start a pregame show. Sounds good. All right, man.
That's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting installment of Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball. I am Ryan McDowell, alongside the one and only Walter Works, who will be with us momentarily. It is 4th of July weekend. You know what that means, folks. Today and tomorrow, we will host the Mega Bash. This two-day event is brought to us by ESPN West Palm, Palm Beach Cardinals Medical Center, the Town of Jupiter, the Town of Juno Beach, and will feature post-game fireworks in addition to plenty of other family-friendly activities. This is the sixth and final game of this six-game series against the visiting Daytona Tortugas. The Cardinals fell back to 500 with a tough 5-4 loss last night after surrendering 3 runs in the late going. They will look to bounce back tonight to avoid the series split as they currently hold a slim 3-2 lead. So now for the pitching report, starting off with the visitor for Daytona Tortugas, number 37, right-hander Jose Franco. 6'2", 239 out of Aragua, Venezuela. He was in 2018. And for your hometown, Palm Beach Cardinals, we have a southpaw on the mound, Alex Cornwell. Number 34, Alex Cornwell, 6'2", 200 out of Glendale, California. He was a 15th round pick in the 2021 draft from the Cardinals. So those are tonight's starters. As we will get ready for the first pitch, we will go through the starting lineups. Starting starting with the visiting Daytona Tortugas. Leading it off, the second baseman, Stephen Layton. Hitting second, the third baseman, Austin Callahan. Hitting third and playing out there at first is Yasiel Pino. Hitting cleanup and playing DH is Michelle Triana. Hitting fifth and catching behind the plate is Wilfred Astudillo. Hitting sixth and playing right field is Fidel Castro. Hitting seventh and playing short is Ilvin Fernandez. And out there in left field, hitting eighth, Luis Chevalier. And rounding out the lineup, playing center field, Rafael Franco. So that's Layton, Callahan, Pino, Triana, Astudillo, Castro, and Fernandez, Chevalier, and Franco. That is the visiting Daytona Tortugas. And now for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Leading off, the second baseman, Darlin Moquette. Hitting second, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Hitting third, the left fielder, Matt Chamberlain. The cleanup man and DH, Aaron McKeithen. Hitting fifth and catching behind the plate is number 44, Leonardo Bernal. Hitting sixth and playing out there in right field is number 21, Elijah Cabell. Back at first base, Jesus Arequia. Hitting eighth, playing out there at third, number 3, Brandon Hernandez. Rounding out the lineup and playing out there in center is number 4, Adenson Cruz. So for the Cardinals, once more, it is Moquette, Rivas, Chamberlain, McKeithen, Bernal, Cabell, Arequia, Hernandez, and Cruz. We are just about ready for baseball here. Here at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. As we see the Palm Beach Cardinals getting ready to take the field. Both teams getting ready for the national anthem here. We will go ahead and listen to it from tonight's performer, Sweet Lou Valano.
You say, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land and of the free and the home of the.
Thank you, Sweet Lou Valano. And you'll be able to see Lou Valano performing his number one rated Paul Anka tribute show at the Boca Black Box on Sunday afternoon, August 28th. Defensively for the Cardinals, in left field, Matt Chamberlain. In center field is Adamson Cruz. In right field is Elijah Cabell. At third base.
And a beautiful national anthem from Sweet Lou Valano. So we get ready for first pitch as the Palm Beach Cardinals take their positions. Alex Cornwell heads out to the mound, get a few more warm-up pitches here. So we see the infielders throwing around the baseball. Number 1, Stephen Layton, getting ready to lead off the ball game here. So we see a good number of fans in tonight's stadium. So we are ready to go here. Not too much wind in the stands tonight, so we see a little bit of flapping out there from the flags. sure these fans will be excited to see any foul balls that are hit tonight. So we see Alex Cornwell getting his last few warm-up pitches in. First base coach Jeffrey Sierra heading out to his position for the Tortugas. Sierra warming up in the on-deck circle. And the umpires tonight, we have home plate umpire Warren Eubanks and the base umpire Sam Carey. So we are just about ready for baseball here on this Sunday afternoon / evening. Daytona Tortugas second baseman Stephen Layton stepping in. Layton, a .242 hitter, 21 RBIs and 6 homers so far on the season. Cornwell set, first pitch coming. Swung on by Layton out to third base. Strong throw. He jumps for it and brings his foot back down on the bag, does Arecchia for the first out of the ballgame. Layton did a good job there hustling down the line, but a strong throw out there at third from Hernandez will get him. So that'll bring up the left-handed hitting third baseman, Austin Callahan. Callahan waits. First pitch coming, swung on again, popped up to the left-hand side. Who's going to get it? And the left fielder, Matt Chamberlain, races to take care of it. As Cornwell gets the first two outs of the inning on his first two pitches. Very efficient here so far. See if that continues as the first baseman, Yasiel Pino, steps into the right-handed hitting batter's box. Cornwell not even broken a sweat here, almost out of this inning already. First pitch coming outside, ball one. Tortuga is going with their gray uniforms today. Cardinals looking very much like their big league counterparts with the red and white. Next pitch swung on, foul back behind the first base dugout. Foul ball, strike one. Don't believe anyone was able to get that ball. That looks like it got out of the ballpark. Next pitch coming from Cornwell. Swing and a miss by Pino. That pitch looked to be way inside. Now 1-2 here to the Tortugas first baseman. Cornwell set. Pitch clock running down here. Down to swing and a miss from Pino as he is down on strikes. Cornwell quickly sets him down. 1-2-3 as he is out of the first inning. So the Tortugas go down without a fight here. We will be back for the bottom of the first inning. Palm Beach Cardinals coming up. Ryan McDowell, Walter Works coming soon for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
This and more makes us South Florida's world-class healthcare organization.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
we are back for the bottom of the first inning here. Leadoff man Darlin Moquette, the Cardinals second baseman, stepping in to face the Tortugas starter, Jose Franco. Moquette coming in with a .227 average, 16 RBIs to his name so far. First pitch comes in. Franco so far with a .523 ERA. Next pitch coming in. Also in there. Strike two. Moquette trying to be patient, but he's quickly down to an 0-2 count. Next pitch coming in from Franco. Outside. Ball one. See what Moquette can do here. Two strikes on him. As Franco is set. Next pitch coming. Just missing that outside corner. So he just run the count full here. 2-2. Good patience here from Moquette. Working the count back even. Next pitch coming from Franco. Weak swing over there. Grounded to first. As the first baseman, Yasiel Pino, will take it himself to the bag for the first out. Moquette just did all he could just to slap that one the other way, but straight to Pino for the first out. As we see number 8, shortstop Jeremy Rivas stepping in. First pitch coming from Franco. Hater right down the middle, strike one. Rivas coming in with a .258 average, 22 RBIs so far in the season. Next pitch coming in high, ball one. No homers yet for Rivas. Known more for his speed. So we see the next pitch coming from Franco. Swung on by Rivas. Up and over the jumping second baseman Layton for the first hit of the ball game for Jeremy Rivas. So now one man on, one man out for the Palm Beach Cardinals as the left-handed hitting left fielder Matt Chamberlain steps up. As I mentioned, Rivas known for his speed. We'll see if he tries for second here. Chamberlain waits for the first pitch. Here comes from Franco. Outside as Chamberlain, ball one. Middle infielders for the Tortugas looking for a ground ball here to get him out of the inning. Franco's next pitch coming. Swung on by Chamberlain into the corner and right. There goes Rivas rounding second. Chamberlain rounding first. And he will stop there as now we have runners on second and third with a one-out double from Matt Chamberlain. Very nice contact. Pulling that ball, taking it into right field. But a strong throw out there in right from Fidel Castro to keep Rivas at third. So now, two men on in scoring position for the DH, the cleanup man in the lineup here, Mr. Aaron McKeithen. McKeithen coming in with a .275 average. Franco set, first pitch coming. Just missing the zone there, ball one. Good eye there from McKeithen, hold back that swing. So he comes in with 15 RBIs and 3 home runs. Next pitch coming from Franco. Swung on by McKeithen, popped up behind the plate. Astudillo looking for it, drops his mask and makes the play. Very disappointing at bat for McKeithen as he is the second out. So, here comes the man behind the plate tonight. The left-handed hitting catcher, Leonardo Bernal. See if he can come through for the Cardinals with two outs. Franco coming with his 13th pitch of the ballgame. Inside, Bernal had to dodge that pitch. Ball one. See what Bernal can do against this right-hander for the Tortugas. Next pitch coming. Swung on by Bernal. Popped up. Shallow left side fielder Luis Chevalier will make the catch for the third out. So, the Palm Beach Cardinals get nothing in that one. on two hits, two men left on base. We will be back for the top of the second inning. Still tie ball game, nothing, nothing.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back for the top of the second inning here. Palm Beach Cardinals got nothing in that last one. Daytona Torch as the DH, Michelle Triana, steps in, taking the first pitch strike. Triana comes in with a 219 average, 25 RBIs, and 3 homers. Next pitch coming from Cornwell, swung on by Triana, deep down the right field line. Foul. Whew, that was a close one. Now 0-2 here on the Tortugas DH. Cornwell set, ready for his next pitch. Gives him a breaking ball as Triana just gets a piece of it, fouling it back behind the plate, keeping it 0-2. Very nice crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Cornwell is set, ready for his next pitch. Here it comes. Triana swings at it, grounds out to short. Jumping throw here from Jeremy Rivas as Triana beats it out for the first hit of the ballgame for the Tortugas. Great effort there from Rivas and a good stretch from his first baseman, Arequia, but great hustle out there from Michelle Triana to beat it out. So, leadoff single here for the Daytona Tortugas as the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo, steps in. Another right-handed hitter to face Cornwell as Astudillo looked to try to call time, but that pitch came in and was called a strike, so time was denied. 0-1 here on the Tortugas catcher. Next pitch coming, low, ball one. Cornwell does not seem to be worried at all about the runner at first, Triana. Next pitch coming. Check swing from Astudillo. Little excuse me swing there into the screen behind the Cardinals dugout. Strike two. Astudillo now down 1-2 here. Cornwell coming with his next pitch. Swung on, grounded to short. Rivas up with it. Flipped to second. Throw over to Arequia at first for the double play. There we go. Alex Cornwell working, getting the double play ball. Leadoff single, get himself off the hook. Very nice. As we see the left-handed hitting right fielder, Fidel Castro, stepping in. Castro with a 233 average so far. 9 RBIs and 4 home runs.
First pitch coming from Cornwell. Swing and a miss from Castro. Strike one. Cornwell taking his time on the mound, getting set for his next pitch. Time is called at the plate for Castro. As he steps out, now steps back in. We will reset the pitch clock. Cornwell coming in. And ball inside. Ball one. Cornwell looking in. Gets the sign. Here comes the pitch. Gives him the curveball in there. Strike two. Very nice. Drifting in to catch the zone there. Castro, all he could do is just watch it. Here comes Cornwell with the 1-2 pitch. Another curveball. Right back to Cornwell. What a reaction there as he just snags it out of the air. Nice play as that will be called a lineout. Straight back to the pitcher. So the Tortugas get one hit in the inning as that is quickly erased. We will be back with the bottom of the second inning here. Ryan McDowell, Walter Works, as soon as he makes it in for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up.
We are back for the bottom of the second inning here. Right-handed hitting right fielder Elijah Cabell stepping in, swinging at the first pitch, strike one. Cabell comes in with an ugly 161 average. See what we can do about that. The next pitch is swung on foul behind the plate, hitting the catcher in the mask. The studio having to take a few seconds to shake that one off here. As Cabell is quickly down 0-2. Franco takes his time, letting his catcher take his breath. Next pitch coming in. Curveball, got him. Cabell frozen there, could not do a thing as that one caught the outside corner for strike three. So one down in the inning for the first baseman, right-handed hitting, Jesus Urrequia. Urrequia comes in with a 250 average, one RBI and no homers so far in this season. First pitch swung on short right field and it falls over the head of Steven Layton at second. For a one-out single. Very nice piece of hitting there from Urrequia. That pitch looked to be way inside, but he had just enough power on it to get it over the head of Layton. That will bring up the left-handed hitting third baseman, Brandon Hernandez. Tortugas pinched up the middle looking for a ground ball here. First pitch coming in. Hernandez checks his swing, appeal down to first. He did not go, as that is ball one. Hernandez waits for the next pitch. Franco's set, looking in. Here it comes. Checked his swing, Appeal down to first again. That one is called a strike, as we have a 1-1 count here to the Cardinals' third baseman. Next pitch coming. Way outside. Ball two. Franco is set. Ready for his next pitch. Here it comes. Way high with that heater. Now, 3-1 on Brandon Hernandez. Arecchia not making any moves over there at first. The very short. Franco's next pitch coming. Swing and a miss from Hernandez. Now running the count full here. Man on first. One out. Now full count to the Cardinals' third baseman. Franco is set. Pitch clock winding down. Here it comes. And it's in there. Strike three. Hernandez does not look like he can believe it. But he's down on strikes for the second out of the inning. As we see number four, the center fielder, Adenson Cruz, stepping in. Cruz with a 166 average on this young season. One man on base, two outs here. Franco's first pitch to him. High heat, way high. Ball one. Number nine hitter in the lineup is Cruz. Arecchio with no lead over there at first. Next pitch coming from Franco. Swing! And fouled over to the screen behind his own dugout over there at the first base. 1-1 count. Next pitch will be Jose Franco's 27th of this ball game. Here it comes. Curveball in there. Strike two. Now 1-2 here on Adenson Cruz. Franco's set, ready for his next pitch. Here it comes. Cruz swinging, just getting a piece of it to foul it behind the plate into the screen. Staying alive. Franco's set, waiting for Cruz. All right, here we go. The next 1-2 pitch coming. Curveball, got him. So the Cardinals go down on strikes. Arecchia the only one to get on base. So three hits in the ballgame so far for the Palm Beach Cardinals, but nobody across. Top of the third inning here, Tortuga is looking to take the lead. This is the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and... To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is...
And we're back for the top of the third inning here. Daytona Tortuga is set. Ready to face Alex Cornwell. Number 3, shortstop Ilvan Fernandez stepping in. First pitch to him. Fernandez showing bunt, pops it up over into the screen behind the Cardinals dugout. Strike 1. Next pitch coming from Cornwell. In there, strike 2. Cornwell is set, ready for his next pitch. Ball low in the dirt. Ball 1. Infielder is playing straight up here. Outfield as well. Fernandez waiting. Cornwell's next pitch. Swung on, popped up into short right center field. And the catch is made out there by center fielder Denson Cruz for the first out. Just got under that one, did Fernandez, for the easy first out. So that'll bring up number 2, the left fielder, Luis Chevalier. Chevalier not looking good so far with a .77 average. Cornwell's first pitch to him. Way high with the heater, ball 1. Cornwell set. 1-0 pitch coming. Swung on by Chevalier. Foul behind the plate into the screen. Strike 1. Just a little late on that pitch. Just able to foul it off. As Cornwell is set. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and over the head of Rivas for a one-hit single. Great job by Chevalier at the plate to get that over the jumping Rivas at short for a one-out single. Hitting center fielder Rafael Franco. Franco looking good with that .333 average on the season. He rounds out the lineup tonight. Tortuga is one man on as he takes off for second. No throw out there as Bernal could not handle it. So now the Tortuga is with a man in scoring position here. That ball was inside for ball 1. Cornwell set, ready for his 1-0 pitch. Taking a look back at second. Swung on, foul behind the plate. Strike 1. Fans looking back to see if it'll drop from the roof. Does not look like it will. It will. Cornwell set. 1-1 pitch. Curveball grounded foul by Franco to his own dugout on third base side. 1-2. Cornwell taking his time here. Getting ready. 1-2 pitch. In the dirt there. Good block behind the plate from Bernal. Keeping Chevalier at second. Reading that, not going to test him heading to third. As now we have a 2-2 count here. Cornwell set, looking back at second. Next pitch. Swing and a miss from Franco's. He is down on strikes. Cornwell's second strikeout of the ball game so far. Gets him the second out of the inning. As the leadoff man in this ball game, second baseman Steven Layton steps in. Layton 0-for-1 in this one. Grounded out to third in his first at bat. Cornwell's first, strike 1. Leighton with that 241 average. 21 RBIs would look like. Would love to get one more. Cornwell's next pitch swung on by Leighton. Deep down left field. And settling under it is Matt Chamberlain for the third out of the inning. So the Tortugas threaten with a man in scoring position, but unable to bring him home. He is left on second base. Ryan McDowell here for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back for the bottom of the third inning here. Palm Beach Cardinals second baseman Darlin Moquette stepping in. First pitch to him from Franco in there, strike one. Moquette 0-for-1 in this ballgame as he grounded out to first in his first at bat. Franco's next pitch just missing the outside corner, ball one. Nice heat on that one, 94 miles an hour. Next pitch coming, swing up the middle. Moquette hustling down the line, but the throw is made from Steven Leighton at second over to first for the first out. So that'll bring up the shortstop, number 8, Jeremy Rivas. Rivas 1-for-1 in this one as he singled back in the first inning. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. From Rivas, brought a little bit more heat on that one, did Franco, 95 on the gun. Next pitch also in there, strike two. Franco working quickly here. Next pitch swung on by Rivas, short right field as the right fielder runs for it. Castro not able to get there though, as Rivas is now 2-for-2 with his second single of the ballgame. Very nice, as the Cardinals now have some speed on the base pass. Their left-handed hitting left fielder stepping in, Matt Chamberlain. Chamberlain also 1-for-1 in this ballgame with a double in his first at-bat in the first inning. Franco's set, ready for his first pitch. Here it comes, swung on by Chamberlain right in between first and second. Castro up with it, throw down, cut off, throw back to first, but Chamberlain is back safely as we now have runners on the corners here. The Cardinals threatening. Nice job by the pitcher there, cutting that throw off. Now the cleanup man, DH Aaron McKeithen, stepping in. Very even here. One out, but runners on the corners here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Franco coming with his 37th pitch of the ballgame. High, ball one. Changeup at 85 miles an hour. Just sailed on him. Trying to induce the ground ball there with that off-speed pitch. Next pitch coming. High heat. Also out of the zone. Now 2-0 here. McKeithen showing good patience at the plate. Waiting for his pitch. Trying to get another RBI here. Franco's set. Next pitch coming. Inside. McKeithen was smart to hold back that swing. Now 3-0 to the Cardinals DH. So he steps out. Now steps back into the batter's box. Franco's set. Ready for the 3-0 pitch. In there. Strike one. 93 miles an hour on that heater. Runners on the corners for your Palm Beach Cardinals. One out. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. As Chamberlain is off from first, but this pitch misses for a ball four. So the situation gets even more dangerous here for the Daytona Tortugas and their starter, Jose Franco, as we now see a meeting on the mound with all infielders, the catcher walking up, and pitching coach Todd Naskadov making his way to the mound to have a chat with his starter. See if they can calm him down, as he has now walked the bases loaded here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Rivas still at third, Chamberlain now at second, and McKeithen with that walk now at first base. Will be the left-handed hitting catcher, Leonardo Bernal, as we see the home plate umpire Warren Eubanks making his way to the mound to break up the meeting. Everybody having to make their way back to their respective positions. Pitching coach Naskadov slowly walking back to the dugout. As Franco will reset, ready for the next at-bat, now against the catcher, Bernal. Bernal 0-for-1 in this one. The fly out to left in his first at-bat. First pitch swung on by Bernal into the gap in right center. Nobody's going to get there. Rounding second is Chamberlain making it to third and bringing home two runs on that RBI single is Leonardo Bernal. Very nice piece of hitting there. Not trying to do too much with it. Just take it right back up the middle into right center field. So Rivas scores, Chamberlain scores, and McKeithen is all the way around to third base now as runners are on the corners here for your Palm Beach Cardinals as the right fielder Elijah Cabell steps in. First pitch coming from Franco. In there, strike one. See if the Cardinals can do any more damage here with one out in this ball game, in this inning. First pitch, next pitch coming from Franco. Check swing, appeal down to first. He did not go, as now it is 2-0. Franco set, ready for the 2-0 pitch. Way outside, now 3-0 here to the Cardinals right fielder. Franco taking his time here on the mound, getting his sign. Pitch clock winding down. Next pitch coming. Swing and foul back behind the plate. Guess that pitch was called a strike. So, way back then. Now, 2-2 here. Next pitch, swing and a miss from Cabell. As he is down on strikes for the second time in this ballgame. As the first baseman, Jesus Arregui, steps in, trying to get some more runs on the Tortuga starter. Franco trying to end this inning right here. with only two runs allowed. First pitch coming to Urrequia. Check swing. He went around. Strike one. Urrequia one for one this one. He singled in this first at bat in the second inning. Next pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Franco's set, ready for his next pitch. Heater just high. Ball one. Franco's next pitch, heater way outside. Now 2-2 here. And swing and a miss at the next pitch. Down goes Urrequia on strikes. So the Cardinals get two runs here. Now leading 2-0. We will be back for the top of the fourth inning for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The sound of a baby babbling.
And we're back with the top of the fourth inning here. Tortuga's third baseman, Austin Callahan, stepping in. Taking first pitch strike. Next pitch coming from Cornwell. Swing and a miss from Callahan. And he is quickly down 0-2. Cornwell is set. Next pitch coming. Inside. Callahan had to swing his head around trying to miss that one. Ball one. 1-2 count. Here comes Cornwell. The next pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. Bernal throws it to first to finish the out. So first out of the inning here for Alex Cornwell and the Palm Beach Cardinals is Cornwell's third strikeout of the ballgame. That will bring up the first baseman, Yosel Pino. Pino 0-for-1 in this one. He was the first strikeout for Cornwell in this ballgame. First pitch coming. Curveball in there, strike one. Just 77 miles an hour on that one, as that one floated in to catch the zone. Next pitch coming. outside, ball one. Pino waits. Infielder's playing straight up here. Cornwell is set. First pitch coming. Swing and a miss. No, that one was fouled back into the catcher here as Bernal has to take a trip around to catch his breath. Looks like he took a shot on that one. As the count now runs to 1-2. Home plate umpire Eubanks quickly dusts off the home plate. Gives the catcher an extra second. He takes his position. Pino's ready. Cornwell set, ready for the 1-2 pitch. Another curveball, got him! Frozen is Pino for his second strikeout of the ballgame. Two in a row here for Cornwell, now four in the ballgame. As that'll bring up the DH, left-handed hitting Michelle Triana. Triana 1-for-1 so far with a single in his first at-bat in the second inning. Next pitch will be Cornwell's 41st of the ballgame. Gives him a changeup, just missing that outside corner, ball one. Cornwell's looking good so far with 31 of those pitches for strikes. Next one, high heat, just a bit outside, ball two. Triana waiting for the 2-0 pitch. Swinging deep down the right field line. Back goes Cabell. And that is a home run as it went over the wall. Cabell not able to get to it. Michelle Triana taking a 2-0 pitch. Getting that heater that he wanted and taking it over the wall. Getting the Daytona Tortugas on the board here. Now 2-1. So now we'll step up the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo 0-for-1 in this one as he grounded into a double play in his first at bat in the second. First pitch coming, swing and a miss. He was just a bit late on that heater. 91 miles an hour on the gun. See if he can bounce back after that heater. Next pitch swung on, grounded back to Cornwell. Strong throw over there to first base. And that will be the third out of the inning. So, the one on Michelle Triana's solo homer. Palm Beach Cardinals still lead, though, 2-1. This is the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the bottom of the fourth inning here. Now a 2-1 ball game for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Ryan McDowell here with you. Jose Franco takes a few more warm-up pitches here. He will face the 8-9-1 hitters in the lineup. third baseman Brandon Hernandez stepping in. Hernandez hits from the left side. He is 0-for-1 in this one. Struck out in his first at bat. First pitch coming. Swung on. Foul way back behind the ballpark. Strike one. Franco's next pitch coming. Swung on again. Liner straight into the dugout of the Tortugas for strike two. Franco will walk over to his dugout. Taking off the tape on his arm. See if he just wants some more KT tape there. Hernandez waits for the 0-2 pitch here. Franco doing well so far, but he did give up 2 runs to these Palm Beach Cardinals in the last inning. Here comes Franco back to the mound as his catcher gives him a new baseball. Hernandez stepping back into the batter's box. We are ready for the 0-2 pitch. Here comes Heater way outside. Lost the release point on that one. Now 1-2. Here comes another changeup now. Outside. 2-2 here. Next pitch coming. Again outside with the changeup. Now running the count full to the Cardinals' third baseman. Not finding the release point after taking that quick break to get a little bit more tape. Here comes the payoff pitch. Another one outside as that Heater missed the zone. Hernandez has worked the walk here. That'll bring up the center fielder, Adenson Cruz. Cruz 0-for-1 in this one, struck out in his first at bat in the second inning. First pitch to him, swung on, foul behind the crowds. People will wait to see if it falls. Don't think it will, though. Next pitch coming from Franco. Swing and a miss by Cruz. Now down 0-2. Franco waits, set, ready for the 0-2 pitch. Check swing, but he got him as Cruz quickly calls for the challenge. So we will wait, and he is down on strikes. For the second strike out of the ball game for Denson Cruz. So that'll bring up the second baseman, Darlin Moquette. Moquette 0-for-2 so far, 2 groundouts. Quick pickoff move over the first, but Hernandez is back safely, diving. Next pitch swung on, popped up by Moquette. See if the catcher of studio can handle it, and he does for the second out of the inning. So that'll bring up number 8, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Hernandez still waiting at first base. First pitch to Rivas, swinging foul behind the plate, strike one. Hernandez was on the move on that one. Now have to make his way back to first base. Was up 2-1, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Tortugas 1 run, 3 hits, no errors as that ball came back into play into the fans as a young fan grabs it. Next pitch coming from Franco. Down low, ball one. So we see just about a full house here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Beautiful night for baseball. Sunny, barely any clouds in the sky. Next pitch coming from Franco, swinging and foul down the right field side, way back behind the ballpark. Now 1-2 here for the Cardinals. Shortstop. Rivas will wait. Franco's 1-2 pitch coming. There goes Hernandez again. Rivas swings, pops it up over to right field as Fidel Castro settles under it for the third out. So the Cardinals get one man on base, but not able to bring him home as it is still a 2-1 ball game. I am Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the top of the fifth inning here. Alex Cornwell ready for his fifth inning of work to face the 6-7-8 hitters in the Tortugas lineup. Right fielder Fidel Castro stepping in. Cornwell's first pitch to him. Swinging is Castro down the right field line. It drops fair, rounding first, and he will get slide in with a leadoff double. Good throw there by Cabell out there on the right, but not able to get him at second. It's Castro quickly with a one-pitch double. Got the pitch he liked and was all over it. As we see the shortstop, number 3, Ilvan Fernandez, step in. Fernandez 0-for-1 in this one. Flew out the centers in his first at-bat in the third inning. First pitch coming from Cornwell. Fernandez shows bunt and pops it foul into the screen behind home plate. Strike one. Castro adjusting his gloves at second base. Ready to run. Fernandez waits for the next pitch from Cornwell. Looking in, he's set. 1-0 pitch. As he bunts it back to the pitcher, looking to third. The indecisive throw is Cornwell over to first to get the out. Looked to be a sacrifice, but with Fernandez's speed, you can never quite take it for granted. He almost beat that one out. So now, one man out, and Castro on third for the left fielder, Luis Chevalier. The Cardinals infield moves in. First pitch inside, ball one. Next pitch will be Cornwell's 50th of the ball game. So we see no activity yet in either bullpen. 1-0 pitch coming from Cornwell. Curveball, swing and a miss. 1-1. taking his time here on the mound is Alex Cornwell. Pitch clock down to 9 now. Next pitch coming. Heater in there. Strike 2. That one registered 92 miles an hour on the gun. Good job to get that one in there. Now ahead in this at-bat. Next pitch coming in the dirt. Ball 2. Trying to get him fishing with that changeup. No dice. Cornwell set, ready for his next pitch. Here it comes, swinging foul down third base side as it will stay a 2-2 count. Manager Gary Kendall still sticking with his starter so far, not getting any relievers up in the bullpen. Cornwell set, 2-2 pitch coming. Again, swung on and grounded foul down third base side. Chevalier giving Cornwell a bit of a battle here. Already 5 pitches in this inning. In this at bat, excuse me. Next pitch swung on, grounded to third, throw home. They got him at the plate. Very heads up play over there from third baseman Brandon Hernandez to get the out at home to keep the Cardinals in the lead. So Chevalier gets on first from the fielder's choice. That will bring up the center fielder, Rafael Franco. Franco 0-for-1 in this one, struck out in his first at bat in the third. Now 2 outs, pickoff move over to first, but Chevalier quickly back standing. Don't usually see many steals off of a left-handed pitcher. First pitch coming. In there, strike 1. Cornwell is set, ready for his next pitch, looking at the runner. Swing and a miss at the plate from Franco. Now down 0-2. Cornwell said 0-2 pitch coming. High heat. Ball 1. Set. Ready for the 1-2 pitch. Curveball. Got him! As Franco is frozen for his second strikeout of the ball game. So the Daytona Tortugas threatened, but no man is brought home as the Cardinals. I am Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth inning here. Franco ready for his fifth inning of work. he will face the 2-3-4 hitters in the lineup. I'm sorry, 3-4-5, the middle of the order coming up. The left fielder, Matt Chamberlain, steps in. Chamberlain 2-for-2 so far, double in his first at-bat, and then single in his last. He swings at the first pitch, fouls it back behind the plate on the roof. See if it'll fall down for any fans. Does not look like it so far. Next pitch, heater way outside, ball one. Chamberlain waits for the 1-1 pitch. Just missing with that heater. Now 2-1. Next pitch in there. Strike two. So we have a challenge here at the plate from Chamberlain. Let's see, we will wait for the call here. Home plate umpire Warren Eubanks waiting for it in his headset.
The challenge call is overruled. Call is a ball and a walk.
Still waiting, and now it is overturned as Matt Chamberlain works the walk to lead off the inning. So that'll bring up the DH, Aaron McKeithen. McKeithen 0-for-2 so far, popped out to the catcher in his first at bat. And then took a walk. So one man on here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch. Swung on by McKeithen to straightaway center. As Rafael Franco settles under it for the first out. A little first pitch swing in there from McKeithen. But just did not get it in the right areas. Franco barely had to move for that pitch. That'll bring up Cardinals catcher, Leonardo Bernal. Bernal is a left-handed hitter. First pitch swinging, grounded to the first baseman. He picks it up and steps on first base for the second out. Hot shot, unfortunately, just like his teammate McKeithen, straight to a fielder for the Tortugas. That will bring up the right fielder, Elijah Cabell. Cabell 0-for-2 in this one with two strikeouts. First pitch coming. Check swing, appeal down to the base umpire. He did not go, as that is ball one. Matt Chamberlain still waiting out there a second. Next pitch, swinging by Cabell, deep down left center as the catch is made by left fielder Luis Chevalier for the third out. So the Cardinals go down with only one man left on base, Matt Chamberlain, after that walk. Cardinals still with the lead here, 2-1. Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the top of the sixth inning here. Palm Beach Cardinals still up 2-1. As the leadoff man for the Daytona Tortuga steps in, the second baseman, number one, Stephen Layton. Layton 0-2 in this one. Ground out and a pop out. First pitch coming. Change up in there. Strike one. So we do have a man in the bullpen for the Tortugas. Get you a name and number in a second. So the next pitch comes from Cornwell's outside. Ball one. Cornwell set. Ready for his next pitch. Swing and a miss from Layton. Now down 1-2. Cornwell set for the 1-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Down goes Layton on strikes. Now Alex Cornwell with 6 strikeouts in this ball game as the third baseman, Austin Callahan, steps in. Callahan 0-2 in this one. The fly out to left in this first at bat and then struck out. First pitch from Cornwell in the dirt. Ball one. Cornwell is set, ready for his next pitch. Swung on from Callahan, grounded down the first base side. His first base coach had to next pitch, curveball in there, catching the corner. Cornwell now up 1-2 on the Tortugas' third baseman. Next pitch coming, swing and a miss as Bernal puts on the tag for another strikeout here from Alex Cornwell. Now 7 in the ballgame, 2 in a row in this inning. 3 in a row going back to the last. That will bring up the first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Pino 0-2 with 2 strikeouts in this ballgame. Cornwell is set. Next pitch will be his 69th of the ballgame. Here it comes. In there, strike one. Good changeup at 84 miles an hour. Cornwell is set. Next pitch coming. Swinging as Pino, foul behind the plate into the screen, strike two. Cornwell is set, 0-2 pitch coming, got him with the curveball. As it is a drop third strike, Bernal just lazily tosses it over to first for the putout as Alex Cornwell strikes out the side. Now, 8 strikeouts in the ballgame here for the Cardinals southpaw as the Daytona Tortugas go down 1-2-3. Cardinals still leading 2-1. Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
The Navin and Shaven family, Brett Mayo.
Home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the bottom of the sixth inning here. New pitcher on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas, number 32, Javian Sandridge. Sandridge is a lefty out of... He is 6'3", 235, out of Hagerstown. Comes from Lynn University here in South Florida. First pitch coming to the number 7 hitter in the lineup for the Cardinals, Jesus Arequia, is in there. Strike one. 7-8-9 in the lineup coming for the Cardinals. Next pitch coming, swung on by Arequia into center field as Franco barely has to move, just ranging to his right for the first out. That'll bring up the third baseman, Brandon Hernandez. Hernandez 0 for 2 in this ballgame, struck out in his first at bat, and then took a fourth inning. Sandra's first pitch to him. Hernandez shows bunt. Appeal down to first as he pulled it back. Ball one. No, he went for it. That is strike one. My mistake. This next pitch coming from Sandridge is in there. Good changeup. Nice slow changeup there. 80 miles an hour. Now 0-2 here to the Cardinals' third baseman. Next pitch. Heater outside. Just missed as Wilfred Astudillo, the catcher, was already about to throw to thirds. He thought he had the strikeout. Next pitch coming from Sandridge. Inside. Now 2-2. Hernandez waits. Sandridge coming with the 2-2 pitch. Swinging, grounded to third. Throw over and got it. At first, Yosel Pino for the second out.
Center fielder number 4, Adamson Cruz.
That will bring up the center fielder, Adenson Cruz. Cruz 0 for 2 in this ballgame. Two strikeouts. Sandra is set. First pitch to him. Swung on as Cruz. Deep down right field. And making the catch is... No, it's off the wall. Over the head of Fidel Castro and right. I thought he made the play, but just missed it. As Cruz rounds second. Rounds first and makes his way to second with a stand-up double. Two-out double here for Cruz. Now the Cardinals threatening here with the man in scoring position. That'll bring up the second baseman, Darlin Moquette. First pitch to him, inside. Moquette had to lean back away from that one. Now 1-0. Cruz dancing off second, and a balk is called. He distracted Javian Sandridge on the mound. Base umpire Sam Perry quickly on it. Great job from Adenson Cruz at second base to distract the pitcher. So two outs. Now a man on third here. 1-0 pitch coming to Moquette. Swung on, foul. Down on the third base side. Into the crowd. Strike one. sign he likes. Sets. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Swinging is Moquette past the diving third baseman, Austin Callahan, for an RBI single. Great piece of hitting there from Darlin Moquette to bring home his teammate, Vincent Cruz, at third, increasing the lead for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Now 3-1. Very nice. Now Moquette standing at first. That'll bring up the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Rivas 2-for-3 in this one, two singles and a fly out to right in his last at bat in the fourth inning. Time is called as the pitch clock ran out. Must be reset. Wait for the first pitch from Sandridge. Pickoff move to first as Moquette quickly makes his way back standing. Made a closer play than it needed to be, though. So Rivas waits. Moquette takes his lead. First pitch coming, swung on by Rivas into the crowd behind the first base dugout. Now 1-1. Sandridge set, ready for the next pitch. Swing and a miss from Rivas as he is down now 1-2. Sandridge waits. Next pitch coming inside. Rivas had to take a few steps back away from that pitch. Deuces are wild here at the Dean. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Darlin Moquette on first. Jeremy Rivas waits for the next pitch. Changeup outside. It squirts away from Wilfred Astudillo behind the plate, but not far away for Denson Cruz to make his way to second. Moquette still on first. Full count here to Rivas. Next pitch, swing and a miss as Rivas is down on strikes for the third out. But the Palm Beach Cardinals get one more with the RBI single from Darlin Moquette. Palm Beach now up 3-1. Brian McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Elite Orthopedic and Services, Urology, General and Robotic Surgery.
Back for the top of the seventh inning here. 4, 5, and 6 coming up for the Daytona Tortugas as the DH Michelle Triana steps in. First pitch to him from Cornwell's outside, ball one, but a challenge is in. Home plate umpire Warren Eubanks waiting for the call.
Challenge call stands.
And the call will stand as that is ball one here to the Tortugas DH. Coming from Cornwell. Swung on by Triana. Popped up into short right field. Nice jumping basket catch from Darlin Moquette out there at second. For the first out. A little bit of range shown off there from Moquette. As the catcher steps in, right-handed hitting, Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo 0-for-2 in this ballgame. Grounded into a double play in his first at-bat in the second, and then grounded back to the pitcher in the fourth. First pitch to him from Cornwall, swung on, grounded out to third. Throw over from Hernandez, and he's down for the second out of the inning. So, quick, free swing in there as Astudillo grounding it straight over to Hernandez at third, and a strong throw over to Arecchia at first for the second out. That'll bring up the right fielder, number 20, Fidel Castro. First pitch to him in there, strike one. Castro is 1-for-2 in this ballgame. Lined out right back to the pitcher in his first at-bat and then doubled in his last. Next pitch, curveball, check swing. But he went around as he is now down 0-2 here. Castro steps out, calls for time. And now stepping back in. Next pitch coming from curveball. From Cornwell is a curveball outside in the dirt. Ball one. Cornwell set, ready for his 78th pitch of the ballgame. Here comes swing and a miss. Down goes Castro for the 9th strikeout of the ballgame. Middle of the 7th here. Stretch it out, fans. We'll be back for the bottom of the 7th inning here. I am Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
My home, sweet home.
Great rendition there. Take us back to the ball game here. Great job from sweet Lou Villano. Take me to the ball game. Here we go. That's right, folks. We will hope our home team can take home the victory. We are back for the bottom of the 7th inning here. Middle of the order coming up for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Left-handed hitting, left fielder, number 18, Matt Chamberlain, stepping in. We will wait for Javian Sanders to get a few more warm-up pitches here. Now Chamberlain steps in. Chamberlain 2-for-3 in this ballgame. A double and a single, and walked in his last at-bat. First pitch coming from Sandridge. Changeup in there. Strike one. Chamberlain waits for his pitch. Here he comes. Heater way outside. Ball one. Might have been the pitch he wanted, but certainly not the location. That pitch was way outside. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from Sandridge. Again outside with another heater. Now 2-1. Chamberlain waits. Next pitch coming from Sandridge. Another heater high. Now 3-1. Has not found the zone here with the fastball. He has run the count to a 3-1 here. Next pitch coming. Taking all the way is Chamberlain. He takes strike two. Running the count full. Payoff pitch coming from Sandridge. Swung on by Chamberlain. Down the first base side. Just foul. Hino picked it up. Just foul. As it will stay a full count. Sandridge set, ready for his 23rd pitch of the ball game here. Here comes the next payoff pitch. Outsize. Chamberlain was smart to check his swing. He did not go as he takes his second walk of the ball game. Leadoff walk here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. They try to get a little bit more insurance. As the DH, Aaron McKeithen, steps in. McKeithen 0-for-3 in this ballgame. Pop out, a walk, and then a flyout. First pitch coming. Inside, ball one. Great turnout tonight. The stands are nearly completely full. Next pitch coming. Again inside. Now 2-0 here. McKeithen waits. See if he'll get a green light here on 2-0. Chamberlain over there first. Not much of a lead. 2-0 pitch coming. Ooh, swinging but fouled back into the catcher. Now 2-1. The studio looks to be fine. Throwing away that baseball into the bat boy. Now 2-1 here to the DH for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Aaron McKeithen. Next pitch coming from Sandridge. Swung on, foul back behind home plate into the screen. Now 2-2. Sandridge waits. McKeithen steps back into the batter's box. Ready, here comes the 2-2 pitch. And that was checked. He checked his swing, but he went around as that is called strike three as the studio slaps the tag on him. But that got passed way up to second base. So now with one out in this inning, the Cardinals catcher steps in, Leonardo Bernal. One out, Chamberlain on second. Sandridge set, ready for his first pitch here against Bernal. Inside, ball one. Bernal had to dodge that pitch. Next pitch coming from Sandridge. In there, strike one. Good heat there, 95 miles an hour. Next pitch coming. Another heater in there. Strike two. Not sure what Bernal is looking for there. That looked to be a good pitch to hit on that outside corner. Next pitch coming from Sanger. It bounces away from Astudillo at the plate. Chamberlain makes his way to third now. Up to a 2-2 count here against the Cardinals catcher. That will be scored, a wild pitch against JV and Sandridge. He will head back to the mound. Get ready for the next pitch. Infield moving in. 2-2 pitch coming. Swung on, foul behind the plate into the screen. That will stay a 2-2 count. As the next man in the lineup, Elijah Cabell, gets to the dugout. Bernal set, ready for the next 2-2 pitch. Here comes Sandridge with it. Swing and a miss, but drop third strike as Astudillo has to throw it over to first. And that will be the second out of the inning. Two outs in a row on strikeouts for Sandridge. As I mentioned, number 21, right fielder Elijah Cabell steps in. Cabell 0-for-3 in this ballgame. Fly out and two strikeouts. See if he can do with two outs and a man on third. It's the first pitch is down low, that curveball, ball one. Sandridge is set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Another curveball. This one is in there for strike one on the outside corner. Cabell wants nothing to do with that bender. I think he's waiting for the heat. Let's see. Here comes Sandridge with the 1-1 pitch. Another curveball catches the outside corner. Now 1-2. Cabell, no swings here. See, he still does not want that curve. Gotta protect the plate here. Sandridge coming with the 1-2. Now gives him the heat as the Cabell just chops this one back to the pitcher. Sandridge flips it over the first for the third out of the inning. So the Palm Beach Cardinals get one man on. Chamberlain makes his way all the way around to third base, but unable to bring him home. So the Cardinals still with the 3-1 lead. Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
It's 4 a.m. Lee's sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back with the top of the eighth inning here. Bottom of the order coming up for the Daytona Tortugas. 7-8-9 is the Shortstop Ilvin Fernandez steps in to face Alex Cornwell. First pitch swinging. Strike one. So we see a little bit of activity out there in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. We'll get you a name and number in a second. So we see a left-hander out there. Cornwell's next pitch swinging and missing again as Fernandez. Fernandez takes his time, steps out of the batter's box, now back in. Next pitch to him, three straight pitches. Fernandez down for the 10th strikeout of the ballgame for Alex Cornwell. Through 7 1/3. So that'll bring out the left fielder, Luis Chevalier. First pitch swinging, strike one. So Cornwell is set, ready for his next pitch. This one is in there, just catching that outside corner, now strike two. Next pitch coming from Cornwell. In there as he is down as well on strikes. Three straight pitches to Luis Chevalier. Now 11 strikeouts from the southpaw, Alex Cornwell. Throwing a gem here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. And that'll bring up the center fielder to round out the lineup. Number 17, Rafael Franco. First pitch high and outside, ball one. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Franco. Strike one. Cornwell is set, ready for his next pitch. Here comes 1-1. Swung on by Franco, out into left field. And settling under it is Matt Chamberlain out there in left for the third out. So a quick inning here for Alex Cornwell, 1-2-3, go the Tortugas. They get nothing here in this inning. Cardinals still up 3-1. Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all.
And we're back for the bottom of the eighth inning here. Bottom of the order coming up for your Palm Beach Cardinals as the first baseman, Jesus Arequia, steps in. Arequia will face the lefty, Javian Sandridge, coming with his 39th pitch of the ballgame. Changeup down low, ball one. So we now have a name and number for the man in the bullpen for the Cardinals. That is the lefty, Hayes Heinicke. Next pitch coming from Sandridge, swinging by Arequia into the gap in left center. Rounding first, taking the turn, but heading back for a leadoff single from Arequia. very nice contact there, getting it over of the shortstop Fernandez. That'll bring up the left-handed hitting third baseman for the Cardinals, Brandon Hernandez. Hernandez 0 for 3 in this ballgame. First pitch coming from Sandridge. He shows bunt, grounds it out to third, but it just rolls foul. Great bunt there. As Arecchio is already standing on second, Hernandez was quickly making his way down that first baseline. So he has to slowly take that trot back to home plate. Astudillo holding his bat for him as he drops it in front of him. Sandridge is set, waiting for Hernandez here. 0-1 pitch on the way. High heat, little bit too high there. Now 1-1. You see Sandridge tossing around the rosin bag here, getting his grip. Might have lost it on that high heater. Taking his time here, waiting at the plate is Hernandez. Oh, 1-1 pitch coming, swinging, fouling it way into the night. Back behind the third base side, now 1-2. Here comes Sandridge with the 1-2 pitch. Late time call at the plate. Sandridge was already in the windup as that pitch sailed on the catcher Astudillo, but it will stay a 1-2 count as time was granted. Hernandez steps back into the batter's box, ready for the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Changeup got him swinging. One strikes for the first out of the inning here. Three strikeouts for the reliever, Javian Sandridge. As that'll bring up the center fielder, Adenson Cruz. Cruz 1-for-3 in this ballgame. First pitch way inside, ball one. Jesus Arecchia still out there at first base. One on, one out. Cruz waiting. 1-0 pitch on the way. Way outside. Good block behind the plate by Astudillo to keep that one close. Now 2-0 here to the Cardinals center fielder. Sandridge is set. Ready for the next pitch. High heat, missing the zone up high. Now 3-0. Nobody over there in the Tortugas bullpen. Heinicke looks to be ready in the Cardinals bullpen as the next pitch again misses inside as Cruz works the walk. Arecchia now making his way to second.
Fans, Thirsty Thursdays are back. Enjoy $1, $2, and $3 beer specials all night long, every Thursday night.
You see a meeting on the mound here as the studio makes his way to talk to his pitcher.
And you can enjoy $1 Pepsi soft drinks as well.
So after a leadoff single, then a strikeout to the number 8 hitter, Adenson Cruz works the walk. That'll bring up the leadoff man in the ballgame, the second baseman, Darlin Moquette. Moquette always dangerous with the speed he possesses. See what he can do here. Two men on, one out. Sandridge is Tortuga's bullpen. The first pitch is swung on, swinging a miss here from Moquette. Next pitch will be Sandridge's 50th of the ballgame. Next pitch coming to Moquette. Heater down low as it gets away from Astudillo. Both runners advance. Wow. There is a wild pitch here on Javian Sandridge. Not good for the Tortugas as both Jesus Urrequia and Adenson Cruz make their way to the next base as now it's runners on second and third here for Darlin Moquette. 1-1 count. Infield moves in for the Tortugas. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss from Moquette. Now 1-2. Get you that name and number from the man warming up in the pen for the Tortugas in a second. Sandridge is set, ready for the next pitch. Here it comes, swing and a miss. No, it is fouled at the plate. Just fouled off. Able to get a piece of it is Moquette. So he stays alive at 1-2. Sandra just said. Next pitch coming. Change up way high. Now 2-2. Sandra just said. Ready? Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss as now Moquette is down. The fourth strikeout of the ball game for the reliever, Sandridge. So now that'll bring up the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas, with two on and two out here in the ballgame. And the man in the bullpen for the Daytona Tortugas is number 10, Owen Holt, the righty. First pitch from Sandridge to Rivas is high, ball one. Things are threatening here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Two men in scoring position here, but also two outs. Next pitch coming from Sandridge. Swing and a miss from Rivas. Now 1-1. One pitch, swung on, grounded, foul down the third base side. Now 1-2 to the Cardinals shortstop. So 1-2 with two outs here for Jeremy Rivas. Sandridge is set. Here comes the pitch. That's a changeup way outside. Now evening the count at 2-2. Rivas is ready. Sanders coming with the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded, foul down the third base side. Urrequia was already making his way home, has to head back to third base. Cardinals fans here hoping for a little bit more insurance on the scoreboard. Right now, a 3-1 ball game. Cardinals 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Tortugas 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. As Javian Sandridge waits for Jeremy Rivas to get back in the batter's box to throw his 60th pitch of the ballgame. 2-2 count here to the Cardinals shortstop. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Down goes Rivas. for the fifth strikeout of the ballgame for Javian Sanders, the reliever. The Cardinals threaten with two men on, but are unable to bring anyone home. The ballgame will stay 3-1. I'm Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
One of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why's the basketball court all wet?
And we're back for the top of the ninth inning. Last chance here for the Daytona Tortugas, as we have a new pitcher on the mound here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. It is number 39, lefty Hayes Heinicke. Heinicke, 6'2", 210, out of Fayetteville, Georgia. As it is back to the top of the order here for the Tortugas, second baseman Stephen Layton stepping in, taking first pitch strike. Layton is 0-3 in this ballgame. The ground out, a pop out, and then a strikeout. Next pitch swung on, shallow right field, and it drops in front of Elijah Cabell. Layton makes the turn around first and heads back for a leadoff single. Good swing there from Layton, taking it the opposite way.
The third baseman, number 8.
Not what you want to see there from the reliever, Heinicke, right out of the pen, giving up a leadoff single. See if he can bounce back here as the third baseman, Austin Callahan, steps in. Callahan also 0-3 in this ballgame. Two strikeouts. First pitch coming from Heinicke. Swinging and fouled at the plate. Strike one. Heinicke looking to rack up this ballgame, get the save. It is still a two-run lead here for your Palm Beach Cardinals, 3-1. Next pitch coming to Callahan, missing that outside corner, ball one. No holding on. Layton at first is Jesus Arequia, as the next pitch misses again outside, ball two. He knows that run does not matter. Callahan stands in as the tying runs. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 2-2 here. Heinicke set. Ready for the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Another slider, check swing, appeal down to the base umpire, no swing. As Callahan runs the count full here. Still with Layton at first base. No outs in the top of the ninth inning. Heinicke is set. Here comes the payoff pitch. Layton off from first. Wild throw as it goes into center field. Throw down to third. quick tag, but he is in there at third base as Layton worked the makes it all the way to third, and Callahan works the walk. So now, all of a sudden, runners on the corners here for the Daytona Tortugas against the reliever Hayes Heinicke. That'll bring up the first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Pino has a hat trick to his name in this ballgame. Three strikeouts. First pitch is high, ball one. We see the catcher, Leonardo Bernal, heading out to the mound. Also with the pitching coach, Giovanni Carrara, out to the reliever, Heinicke. Cardinals do not want to use any more relievers than they have in this ballgame. Already, runners on the corners here for your Daytona, for the Daytona Tortugas here. Layton on third, Callahan on first. Pino waiting at the plate. As we see home plate umpire Warren Eubanks head out to the mound to break up the meeting. As it is a 1-0 count here to the Tortugas' first baseman. Pino waits, now steps back into the batter's box. Heinicke coming in with the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss from Pino. Now 1-1. Pino swinging at that pitch that was little bit off the outside corner. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. High heat just out of the corner here. Now 2-1. Heinicke set, ready for the 2-1 pitch. In there, strike two. Heinicke needs either a strikeout or a double play here to help him out. As there are runners on the corners here, nobody out. 2-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss from Pino. He is down on strikes for his fourth strikeout of the ball game. Not a good day for that young man. As we see the DH, Michelle Triana, step in. Triana 2-for-3 in this one. Single and a home run. It's Hayes Heinicke now with the first. Still runners on the corners. Late in that third, Callahan taking his lead at first. First pitch in there, down low, ball one. Heinicke set. Checking Callahan at first. Next pitch. Slow change up. In there. Strike one. Triana just waiting for that one. Could not swing at it. Next pitch coming from Heinicke. Just missing the release point as Triana had to duck out of the way of it. Now 2-1. Heinicke set, ready for the 2-1 pitch here to Michelle Triana. Swinging is Triana, popping it back behind the plate. Foul behind the booth here. I do not think that one is coming down. Now 2-2 here to the Tortugas DH. Heinicke coming. Next pitch, swinging and drifting foul down the third base side. Brandon Hernandez at third tried his best to head over to see if he could make the play on it. Could not get it. As this stays a 2-2 count, Heinicke picks up the rosin bag, tosses it around a bit, puts it down ready for the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on from Triana. Popped up now to the first base side. First baseman, Jesus Arequia, over making the play. Throw home. And he's out. Double play. As that is ball game. Cardinals getting the win in an exciting fashion here. The Daytona Tortuga shut out in the top of the ninth inning from a great double play here. Punctuated off by the first baseman, Jesus Arequia. What a play there. Catching it over his head, spinning, making the throw home. And then a tag there from Bernal on Layton heading home. I don't know what to say about Layton. That bad read trying to tag up on that short pop-up, but what a play there from Arequia over there in foul ground at first. So that's a ball game here. What a way to go. As the Palm Beach Cardinals get the win back over 500, now 37-36 on the year. As they take the win 3-1, 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. As we hope you all stick around for us July 3rd and tomorrow night, the 4th of July, we will have post-game fireworks. We see very little fans heading for the exits. So that's it for tonight. Hope you will be back for tomorrow, 4th of July. Mega Bash still going on. Brought to us once again by the ESPN West Palm, Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, the town of Jupiter, and the town of Juno Beach. Thank you all for joining me here. I am Ryan McDowell on your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Have a good night, everyone.